This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Yes, indeed. Coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of stuff to get to. We have to talk about the coaching changes that have happened, not just in Tampa Bay, but Arizona and Cleveland, and what's going to happen with the Jets and the Dolphins, and who's going to the Super Bowl, other than me. A lot of real cool stuff to get there. Matt, are you there? I guess he's not. We'll hunt down Matt wherever he may be, but right now, let's kick it off like we do almost every Consumer Electronics Show, and at least once a month with Steve Savanu from Audio Technica. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. It was a interesting walk over here from South Hall. I wanted to take the autonomous little bus, but it just went around in a big circle, so I had to take the golf cart.
Well, the golf cart's not too bad. A little windy.
A little windy. Not used to this Vegas weather being this cold, but hey, you know, it's better than it is back in Ohio where we had snow.
And more importantly, we have power this year.
That is true. Last year when we did this interview, the power went out in the Central Hall. There was a substation or something because they had an incredible amount of rain in Vegas. And here we are at the Consumer Electronics Show in 2018, and there is no electric power for all of this electronics. Quite interesting to say the least, but there is power this year, and we're in a penthouse suite in the Central Hall, and it's like windowless wonders.
Well, and no windows is kind of cool because I don't have to see anything that's going on. I don't have to see all the people that ran me over trying to get over here. But a lot of new products, a lot of great products. We stopped by your booth yesterday and walked around. A lot of cool stuff to talk about. So let's get right to the biggie this year, the ATH M50 XBT and all the other letters.
Sounds good. Well, you know, the M50X is a studio monitor headphone that has got a cult following worldwide. These are casual listeners that want that studio sound legendary M50 experience. And they were buying these things from our pro audio dealers right and left. And they loved the headphone. They hated the 10-foot cord that came with it. And they decided that we should do a Bluetooth version of
this.
There's
a duck in the room.
Wait.
There's a duck in the room.
That's my phone. It's not all that it's quacked up to be. And so we decided, after just incredible pressure from our users, that, you know, get rid of that 10-foot cord and give us a Bluetooth version. So we got our engineers together, and we did a Bluetooth version of the ATH M50X without sacrificing any of that legendary studio sound that the M50X is known for. And it's a Bluetooth headphone, and it sounds phenomenal. 40 hours of battery life on a single charge, built-in mic for crystal clear communication with your smart device, music controls, and it even has a touchpad on the ear cup so you can talk to Siri or whoever your phone's personal digital assistant is.
Talk to me for a minute about the 40 hours. Is that 40 hours of continuous play? Is it 40 hours of standby?
That is 40 hours of continuous play on a single charge.
Wow. Okay.
And we've got a couple other headphones that get up into the 70 and 80 hours of continuous play. With battery technology getting better and better and more improved and electronics getting better and better, we can offer longer play times and longer run times on the headphones.
Anybody that's ever listened to this program knows I don't pre-ask questions. You don't know what I'm going to ask. I certainly don't know how you're going to answer, which scares me about the question I'm about to ask. On those 40 hours, a lot of times, and we're talking old school, how old I am, you would have to run the battery already all the way down before you recharge it. And if you recharge in the middle, you're going to lose half of that battery. I know that's old school.
That is old school. That's the old NiCad battery technology. And battery technology has improved. And so the battery technology today is you don't have to run it all the way down to zero. You can go out and mow the yard after, you know, 2 or 3 hours and then top off the headphones so you can take them on a trip.
Now, it's also important that I guess you turn them off.
Yes.
Or it's going to, you're going to lose those 40 hours, right?
Right. I mean, if they're running, they're going to be trying to connect to your device if you walk away. The other cool thing is we have an app that goes along with this. It's called AT Connect. And AT Connect allows you to check your battery life and things on your smartphone. And one of the cool things that this app will enable you to do is, so I pair my headphones to my phone. I'm here in your announce booth. And I walk away and I leave the headphones sitting on the table. I get back to our booth and I go, oh my goodness, where did I leave my M50X's Bluetooth version? I can go to my AT Connect app and it'll say, oh, you left them in this location.
Oh, wow.
Based on where you paired them the last time.
And depending on where you left them, that might not be where they will be when you come back together.
That is true.
Now, in here, they'd be fat to say.
Right. If you left them in a bar, your guess is as good as mine, or some other place, yeah, your guess is as good as mine. But
what are some other new products over there at the booth? We're going to head over at 2:30. We have the appointment like we do every year. Well, what are some of the other new things that we're going to go and check out?
Well, we've got a couple of new, what they call true wireless in-ear headphones. And the true wireless in-ear headphones eliminate the wires between the left and right earpiece. They literally fit in your ears. They come in a little charging case. We have a sport version as well as I call it a listener's version. The cool thing about the sport version is it is IPX5 certified, so you can rinse these off after a workout, even though they are a full electronic piece. The other cool thing about them is they have what we call electronic hear-through. So you're a runner, you're running out in the streets of Las Vegas, and you want to hear the taxis and the buses coming up behind you as you're jogging down Vegas Boulevard. You can tap the earpiece and turn on this hear through to allow a little of the background noise to get in. And like all of our in-ear headphones, they come with several sizes of ear tips, so you can customize the fit, because we have found out that your left ear might be a small size and your right ear might be a big size ear canal. So we've done that with all of our in-ear headphones.
And I know we've talked about that, you know, a great deal, but I think people still don't think about that. They're just now starting to learn you could have a different size foot. You could have a different, you know, ear canal, and it's common sense, but we never thought about it in the past.
We never thought about it in the past, and so people would get their earphones, and they would see all these little ear tips, and they would just say, oh, well, I'll just put them in my ears, and away I go, and they'd put the rest of them in a box in a drawer somewhere. And this way, with the different size ear tips, you can, and we have a video that shows you how to custom fit your earphones by trying the different ear tips, so you get the best fit for the most comfortable fit.
What is the best fit? Do you want it snug? Do you want it so it can sort of fall out?
It depends. I mean, I'd want it kind of snug. Some people want it a little bit, you know, less. We also have on our sport earphones what we call a rigid ear tip that has little ridges in it, so a little ambient noise gets in as well. So if you don't have the electronic hear-through function, you can still hear a little of that background noise. Again, it's all about safety for a guy that's out there working out, running, or whatever on the streets of the town he lives in.
Well, and again, you were talking about running in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, you have to walk 2 miles from wherever you park your car to get to this convention center.
That's true. I always get a kick out of you fly into Las Vegas and you see all of the big hotels down the Vegas Boulevard and you think, oh, this will be great. I'll just walk from MGM Grand down where on the end of where we're staying up to the Wynn at the other end of the strip, and it takes like 3 hours because it's like 4 miles.
Right, and you can't walk straight on the street here.
No.
You walk 6 steps, then you have to go into a casino, walk around back to the street.
Oh, of course.
Take another block, and then you have to go inside a casino. It's a nice little ploy. Before we run out of time, I do want to touch base on the pair that I have at home. We've always talked about it. And now I believe that's Bluetooth as well, and that's the ANC100BT?
That's the ANC100BT. That's our active noise canceling, which is what ANC stands for. And it's now a Bluetooth version. And for that traveler that wants an in-ear headphone that's extremely comfortable with long battery life, this is the ticket for that guy.
My favorite pair. Also, you have a lot of new equipment for the turntables, I saw.
Well, we kind of refreshed our entire turntable line. We brought out a whole new lineup of entry-level turntables, including one with a direct headphone output and a pair of headphones, so the guy can just plug this thing in and start listening. We've got a Bluetooth turntable. It's got a Bluetooth output, so you can pair it with headphones or Bluetooth speakers. We have a Bluetooth speaker combination with a turntable. We have a audiophile belt drive turntable, and we've got a new DJ turntable that is a real DJ turntable. It's designed for the performing DJ.
I feel bad for the last generation. You know, 2 generations ago, back when I was a kid, you know, everybody had the turntables. And then there was that generation that missed it. And now it's coming back. So it's definitely cool. Brings back some cool memories.
Brings back some cool memories. And young people are rediscovering what I call the vinyl experience. Because unlike, you know, downloading a track on your phone or your music player, you would wait for that album to be released. You would buy the record album. You would gather your friends. You would peel the shrink wrap off. You would read the liner notes. You would look at the photos in the album jacket. You would slide the record out and you would play side one. And you would listen to it. Then you'd flip it over and play side two and listen to it. And that's an experience that you just can't get listening to a track on a phone. And the vinyl experience is definitely coming back.
Definitely pretty cool. Steve, thank you very much. Thank you for walking over. Walk around Central before you head back over to South.
I have to go over and look at some of the high visibility 8K TVs that are way out of my price range just because it'd be fun to watch the Super Bowl on one of those bad boys. It'd be like being at the game.
How can people get more information?
You can find out more information. One, if you're here at CES, stop by our booth. We're over in South Hall on the lower level. About halfway back, and I don't remember the booth number because it's like 15 digits long. You can see the end of the Audio-Technica banner from the highway that goes right down the middle of South Hall on the lower level. If not, if you're not at CES and you're at home listening, you can find out more by visiting us on the web at www.audio-technica.com.
There you have it, coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. We're going to hit a quick break. I'm going to try to find Pizza Dude, and we'll be right back. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. There's only one event with high octane energy, heart pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. I don't know, it's my sixth, my eighth, my tenth time here. Cool the first 47 times, but I'm ready to get on the plane and get home. Matthew, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, see, like I feel like I'm in 2018. You know, last year they didn't have power out there. This year I didn't have power here.
See, well, we shipped it out of here to you.
Okay.
So, let's get to some of the sports stuff that we need to touch base on. We're going to have Shannon Rich on probably in about 10 minutes or so. I didn't run down the whole show because, as always, Steve Savanu, not on time, but early. He's the what was the coach that was up with the Giants and is in Jacksonville now? Tom Coughlin. Yeah, that's his name. Where if you're on time, you're late. That's Steve Savanu. He is always early. So running it down, Shannon Rich will be on momentarily. He is another 8-man strong sponsored athlete who will be fighting February 2nd in Mexico. Then we're going to have Chef Kevin Rathbun on. Who is the head chef running the Taste of the NFL. Looking forward to that because I'm looking forward to going to it. Then in the second hour, we're going to have my new best friend, Joe Thrasher, will be stopping by. Mike Kahn will be stopping by. He is from Sellfly, and we will be giving away at least one drone. So one of requirements, something that I need you to do is figure out how are we going to do that. We don't necessarily have to give it away today, but let's come up with how they can register. And we're going to have a bunch of stuff to give away as well. And then my good friend, I think he goes by Little Jimmy, only he's not little. Jimmy Denning will be on, who is one of your stars of Tenors of Rock, who are performing here and have been performing here in Las Vegas. They won Britain's Got Talent, and they are very, very talented. So we're going to get to all of that. First and foremost, Buccaneer new head coach.
Yeah, Bruce Arians, coming from the Cardinals. How do you feel about it?
You know, I'm torn because I don't know if I really like the fact that he retired. Now, did he retire because he was burned out? Did he retire because he was done in Arizona? You know what? Once you do the R word is always there. You're always one, you know what I mean? One step away from that. Here's a question that I have for you. Here's a question that I have for all of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans near and far. Okay. Why didn't they consider, now you're going to fire Dirk Koetter. Why didn't you just demote him? Why didn't you demote him back to offensive coordinator? Instead, he's now the offensive coordinator in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, as a business owner myself, it's all about the chemistry. And I think, you know, sometimes you have to clean house in order to change the temperament of the locker room or of your organization. So for whatever reason, they felt like he wasn't a value anymore inside their organization in any position. And that's why they cut ties, probably.
Well, but I don't think it's ever happened. Whereas you work your way up the food chain, and then you hit the top, you're not successful. I don't think they have ever kept anybody. But if everybody loved Dirk Koetter, like everybody claimed they loved Dirk Koetter, and I'm I'm sure they didn't even offer it to him. I'm just saying, if it was me, if the team loved Dirk Cutter, if Dirk Cutter did everything that he did for Jameis Winston, it was one of the top offenses in the NFL. You know, you go to, even if you got to kick him more money. He was very successful.
I don't think that's the case, because you're out in Las Vegas right now, but I'm here on the ground in Tampa Market, and I can tell you there's a buzz throughout the city. They're excited about this new pick. They were glad that Cutter's gone. I know you're in the locker room week in and week out, so you know these guys on a personal basis. You know, but you have a different relationship. But
Matt, here's the thing. The team doesn't care, and I don't mean this nastily, they don't care what the fans are thinking. You know, they have to do what's best for their team. And when I say they don't care, it's they're not going to make a decision. They're not going to cut somebody. They're not going to trade somebody because fans want it. They're going to do it because they feel what's best for the team.
Of course. Now, I mean, you got 15.
Cutter may not want to have stayed. He obviously wasn't. Well, I don't want to say obviously. I would assume he wasn't offered it, and he didn't want to. But now for him to, he's still demoted. He's still an offensive coordinator back where he was before in Atlanta. It was just a thought, you know, and maybe Bruce didn't want to keep him, you know, but.
And I'm just looking up Bruce's coaching career. It started at Virginia Tech as a graduate assistant in 1975. So maybe some burnout.
Yet.
What's that?
I wasn't even born yet.
you were. I was born a year after you started that job. But, I mean, this guy went through the ranks, through the college rounds, and made it to the NFL rounds. And, you know, so he's got the experience. And if they can bring a winning team to Tampa, then I think everybody's going to forget about Dirk real quick.
Oh, they've already forgot about him.
That's
true. and it's not just fans. It's the players. It's what have you done for me? You're no longer part of this team. I still like you. I still dislike you. Whatever it is, that's not going to change. And you know, it's a has-been. But did you see, I saw it somewhere on social media, that somebody found a box of trash that was down on the curb. And okay. It was all Dirk Cutter's Buccaneer gear.
Oh, did he trash it?
Yeah, well,
what do you think he threw his out?
He did throw his out.
What?
It was all of his Buccaneer gear. He would never wear it again.
Wow. Well, why would you trash it? Why wouldn't you just donate it to like a charity or to send a statement?
Not even a message. I'm going to put it in maybe a way that you can understand. Your closest, most, and I don't want to say most important. The guy that you rely on probably the most at Torta Pizza is Billy.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. So you guys get in a huge fight. Billy can make more money elsewhere, or, you know, you're awful. I don't want you here anymore. You're fired. Sure. You think Billy's ever going to wear a Torta Pizza thing again?
Only if he's going to go do something really bad.
Okay. Exactly. So if that's the case.
Yeah. But a guy at that level with multi-million dollars and I mean, why would you trash and litter the ground with, you know, like, why would you just donate it and give it to a charity?
Again, it probably didn't even cross his mind. He's cleaning house. Get all this Buccaneer garbage out of my house.
Can you order a football jersey with the coach's name on it?
Sure you can.
Are there any Cutter jerseys walking around?
Probably not. And less than that.
There it is. That's a business idea. We can create coaches' jerseys for the fans.
There you go. All right. Buccaneers, not sure yet if they're going to go stay 4-3, if they're going to go 3-4, if they're going to swap in and out. So that'll be interesting. We are waiting for the announcement of the press conference. Hopefully it won't be before Friday so that I can attend. We'll talk more Bucks over the next hour and a half as well. I have an issue with this, and you tell me where I stand. Just to update, Shannon Rich coming up in about 5 minutes. Chef Kevin Rathbun will be on after that. That'll be the first hour. Second hour, Mike Kahn from AEE, Jimmy Denning from Tenors of Rock, Joe Thrasher from Plus One More Headphones. So that'll be cool. So that's what's coming up. Henry Cejudo. So, hey, what's up, guys? So Henry Cejudo is doing the media circuit for the fight next week, which unfortunately I had to make a decision, and I will not be headed to the fights in Brooklyn. I'm going to go see Cher in Fort Lauderdale. So,
what?
Hey, Cher's doing the ABBA tour. So, yeah, I'm going to listen to Cher sing ABBA. That's for sure. So here's my thing, you know, about it. Where my complaint is, unless you can talk me off the ledge.
Okay. So
I get notified by the PR firm in New York, like I always do, and here's the list of athletes that, you know, you can come on. Henry Cejudo is only doing Spanish radio stations.
Okay. All right.
I'm okay with Henry doing... It was that bad that you took it off already? Oh, good call. Okay.
Did you lose our next guest?
We have some guests in the studio, and somebody put it on, and I'm like, I've heard enough, and he took the headset off.
That is a smart man.
Exactly. My co-host says you're a smart man for, you know, putting it off, so that's fine. So give me your thoughts. I mean, couldn't Henry do both? Wouldn't it make sense to do both?
I mean, I thought the UFC starting in 2019 was on ESPN, not Telemundo. No. I mean, ESPN is the biggest platform for the UFC at this point in history. So this is the first fight of that new relationship. So why wouldn't you want to reach all these new incoming fans?
You would think so. And then I'm going to beat you to this, okay? Because I know you're going to throw this at me.
All right.
I'm ready to shoot myself because rumor is we could have another... more than any human being, but please don't.
Why didn't everybody learn their lesson from the Golden Boy production?
I guess not.
Didn't we? Rock'em Sock'em Robots, like in slow motion.
I don't even think it's slow motion. You know, when those two fought in LA, I mean, it was not good. It was not fun. I've always said, you know, who are we to say don't fight? You know, who are we to say don't make a living, but we can say we don't want to pay for it.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but you put Amanda Nunez in there, she'd beat both those guys the way she throws hands.
you know, I mean, possibly, but, you know, I just hate when people, you know, talk like that, you know, because, again, a male should never hit a female. And then if you go and start a fight, you know, a professional paid prize fight, you're opening up just to granted, I have an attorney here. So if that were to ever happen, we would be covered. But yeah, I want absolutely no part of that. So, all right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get a hold of Shannon Rich real quick as he gets ready for his bare knuckle fight. A couple weeks from now, and then we're going to go taste of the NFL. A lot of good stuff to come. Coming to you live from the CES here in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports Massage. deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Monster Jam! Heart-pounding action and non-stop excitement. Adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Camping World Stadium, January 19th. Visit MonsterJam.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
We are back coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. We are sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, as always. Matter of fact, next year we're going to park in the Staff Zone parking lot, which is a whole lot closer than where they're putting us right now. We'll take another one when I take these stupid glasses off. Let's welcome to the program another 8 Man Strong sponsored athlete. Shannon, how are you?
Hey, man. How are you guys doing today?
Well, this is what I'm going to do. Since I just met you a couple months ago, I don't know you too well. Somebody just walked into my studio, and they said, wait a second, you got that guy? I don't know if you really called him a clown, but I'm going to say that's what Jake said. So, Jake, what's up?
What's up, Cannon?
Who's this, Jake Hatton?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, so Jake and I have big history, man. He was there when he cornered me when I fought in Pancras in Japan against Yuki Kondo. Great corner man, Jake Hatton. Also, I was there when he fought in Japan as well. So we've cornered each other all over the world: Mexico, Canada, Colorado, Japan. And yeah, we go way back.
Yeah, he said that you guys go way back. I think he said he wanted you to dye the mohawk a different color or something. He wants you to be like Matt.
Hot pink.
Shannon don't even know how to respond. He's silent. So what are we, 2 weeks away from Mexico?
Yeah, looks like, no, actually 3 weeks, man. Yeah, we're out. It's over 21 days. February 2nd.
What is training, if training is at all any different? How is it different this week than last week, and what will you do this week that you may not do next week as you are getting closer to the fight?
So what I'm doing now is just all cardio. I mean, I'm not going to learn any more boxing. I'm not going to learn any more tricks. The sparring is cut down, and now it's just hitting it and doing a lot of road work and strength and conditioning and just getting that cardio up.
Do you, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but again, you know, whole new listeners as we're here at the CES in Las Vegas, do you need to, because this is bare knuckle and it's so different from MMA, and we've talked about how you have to pick and choose and kind of pull some punches and stuff so you don't, you know, injure your knuckles. Do you also go in and watch more video of your opponent so you can see where you might be able to land without hurting your own hands?
No, because, you know, my whole thing is precision boxing. I mean, if he's going to box me, I'm going to box him. And I'm not worried about what my opponent does to me. It's about what I'm going to do to my opponent. So it's pure what I'm going to do. I don't go into a fight looking at what he's going to do to me.
Now, these are 2-minute rounds or 3-minute rounds?
No, they're 2-minute rounds. It's 5 2-minute rounds. And, again, no gloves. So that's hence barnacle boxing. Same as boxing rules, you got 5 2-minute rounds with a 1-minute rest in between.
How many times have you been asked, because people ask me all the time, I'll have one of the fighters on, I'll have Dave Feldman on, I'll have, you know, Bobby Gunn on, I'll have all these guys on, and people will continue to ask bare knuckle fighters, so how thick are the gloves?
Yeah, they're as thick as your skin.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Skin gloves, for sure.
Hey, Shannon, they, you know, we talk about the similarities of boxing. What about the drug testing? Is it the same regulations since it's out in Mexico? Is it the same as here, or is it different? Like, what's the biggest difference, if so?
No, it's the same everywhere. You know, it's regulated now, so everybody is the same. So, I mean, it's sanctioned. It's a good sport, man. It's a legit sport, too.
When will you get down to Mexico?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
When will you get down to Mexico? When will you fly down there?
Looks like we're going out on the 29th, and then we'll come back on February 5th.
Again, Mexico, the United States, it's close, time-wise the same. And, you know, I always ask about, you know, what you need to take with you, you know, whether it's food, whether it's supplements, you know, things that you may not be able to get wherever you are fighting this time. With it being Mexico, can you almost get anything you need down there that you use here?
Man, Mexico is like a second home to me. I've been to Mexico so many times, and I live in Arizona, so it's just a across the borders, Mexico. I've been there so many times. My wife goes with me. She takes care of me. There's really nothing you need in Mexico that you can't get. I mean, you can get anything there.
Very cool. Well, you know, we're going to continue having you on each and every Wednesday leading up to the fight, then the Wednesday after the fight to kind of... As always, Shannon, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right, man. You guys have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Talk to you soon. That is Shannon the Cannon, and did you see the photo on social media in the Ape Man Strong gear?
I did. I saw it.
Definitely good stuff. All right, so your boy, Zion, you know, who you talked to in Brooklyn at the UFC last year, he doesn't like being labeled a dunker.
Okay. All right.
Then maybe don't do, you know, earth-shattering dunks.
I mean, right? You are 7'9". I mean, you know, what else are you going to do with the height?
Just continue to shoot threes. Don't dunk again, and then nobody's going to call you a dunker.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I'm sure you didn't see this. This could be the coolest marketing event, and I need you to hear this real quick, because you guys do marketing, and then I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're going to love this. So the Orlando... All right, I did mean to interrupt because I wanted you to hear this. So the Orlando Magic put out a press release. Please do not vote for Vooch, which is one of the players, for the All-Star game. And then it listed all of these reasons why not to vote for him. You know, he needs time off. He wants to go back to his house in Sweden. He wants to this and this. Click here to not vote for Vooch.
So they voted more for him, right?
Exactly. So people hit don't vote, and it's a vote for him to go to the All-Star game. It's pretty smart. It's pretty good, smart stuff. So I saw it. I kind of thought of you with all the promotion stuff that you do. It was pretty cool.
That is genius. I'll have to take a page out of that book.
You should. You know, it definitely was making sense. All right. So what's going on back on the home front? What do you need to update me on? Other than the Tampa Bay Rays made a huge decision. They're going to cut their attendance like it's not already cut enough. They're close up the 300 level. They're not going to sell tickets in the 200 level. And they're only going to sell, what, 24,000 tickets? I say go back to Al Lang where it seats 7,500 and it'll be a sold out crowd every game.
And it's on the waterfront, and you get the beautiful views.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Al Lang would be a much better venue. But, I mean, I agree with taking away the 300 level. You got to make the stands look full, especially if you're on TV and audiences around the country. You know, we're a laughing stock. You know, the Trop, it's deplorable. And, you know, there's like six people in the crowd. So, I don't know. I agree with it. I agree with it, but I also would like to see them move it as well.
Move it to where? They're not moving.
Al Lang.
Oh, yeah.
or just open the roof. Like, just take the top off the Trop and just leave it open and I don't know. You got to do something. You got to do something. You can't do nothing.
Well, but you can't do anything to the Trop because of the weather. It's going to rain. It rains five times a week. You know, you're going to have 7:11 starts.
Miami's outside. Miami plays outdoors.
Yeah, but nobody cares about going to a Miami game. Here in Tampa Bay, you know, you want to go.
Nobody cares about the Tampa Bay game.
Well, they would care less. They would care less if it wasn't air conditioned.
That's true. No, I get it. I mean, yeah, because of the time of the games, all the heat, you know, the afternoon thunderstorm. So it would be a disaster. Obviously, it'd be a rain out like every day.
All right. I saw that the Philadelphia Phillies are going to be sitting down with Las Vegas's own Bryce Harper this week. Where do you think he's going to land?
Oof, I have no idea.
I thought it was going to be the Cubs for a while. You know, obviously they have the money.
Sure.
You know, they have the legacy. They have the, you know, everything there in Chicago. But, you know, Philly has some serious money as, you know, as well, up and coming. I don't know. I don't think it's going to end up being the Yankees.
Did you really? I mean, we just got finished with the Clemson-Alabama game. Yeah, the biggest game of the year for college football.
Did they play?
And here you are, like, already talking about baseball. What, like, the spring training, like, you got the fever, you got the itch. What's going on out there?
Seriously, I have zero baseball. If that's the case, we won't talk any more baseball.
No, but, I mean, the Clemson game, I mean, 44-16 against Alabama.
Beat down.
Your boys.
I wouldn't say my boys, but, you know, I kind of follow Alabama because of my brother.
Sure.
But it didn't really matter to me. I didn't think they played. Kind of took their foot off the gas, and I thought that was going to be a problem, and it turned out to be just that.
I mean, is Clemson now the premier program in the country right now? I mean,
you're going to have to say Clemson and Alabama. I mean, Clemson's now won, you know, back, missed one back. Alabama won, missed one back. You know, they'll play again next year. It'll be for the sixth time.
Right.
And let's see how it plays out. And I don't know if you saw this, but Kyle Murray, shockingly, is leaning towards going NFL and walking away from the Oakland A's in his MLB contract.
Wow.
Which I think it's a smart move for him. You know, the NFL, you get right into the big leagues. Major League Baseball, you ride buses. You're not going to make as much money. He's a quarterback. You know, he's a skilled position. Sure. He will make more money. Baseball, guaranteed.
And,
so.
And plus, you got to enjoy your college experience, man. Like, once you hit the real world, you know, you don't really have much to look forward to except death. Like,
no, you know, like, I disagree. Not when you're an athlete. I mean,
I'm kidding. But the reality of it is, like, hey, those 4 years that you're in college, if they leave early because they're talented, you know, you got to enjoy it, man. You'll never get that time back. You'll never get those experiences back. So you got to enjoy being a kid. Even though these guys are men and they're playing at the high level that they do, they're still college kids and they should enjoy that process. And if they want to stay.
Yeah, and if they don't, they want to start getting the money, they should. All right, let's go into another quick break. We are coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show. We'll jibber-jabber for the next 10 or 15 minutes, and then one more headphones will be here. We're going to talk to Joe a little bit. A lot of cool stuff to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Statson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Studio 4 here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Consumer Electronics Show. Greg, who is producing the show right now, is headed downstairs. He's going to try to find Big Jimmy from Tenors of Rock. So hopefully we'll have him on momentarily. We're going to reach back out to Chef Kevin, who is one of the chefs heavily involved, if not running, the Taste of the NFL this year because it is in Atlanta. That's his home turf. So we're going to reach back out to him next hour or so. Right now, let's head back to the studio there in St. Petersburg and talk to Matt. Or we could just, if you want
to. Yeah, let's. So coming out of the break, we heard the DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and with wrestling on the mind, want to send our condolences to the Mean Gene Okerlund family. Mean Gene passed away at age 76 this week. He's from Sarasota locally. And Hulk Hogan came out and did a nice eulogy on Raw Monday night. So
he was already on. I thought it was the Monday night coming up. He was already on this week?
Yeah, it was already on. It was on Monday night, same time as the championship game, Bama versus Clemson.
Oh, that's right, and I was here, so I didn't get to see it. All right, well, just like Steve Savanu, who was here earlier and wasn't on time, he was early. Joe, not on time. Early. What's up, man?
Hey, thanks for having us. We left. I left a little bit early, so thanks for having us.
I appreciate you coming. We met the other night, Monday night. We were just talking about the game. Tell us a little bit about One More.
So One More is a headphone company. We supply premium audio products all over the world. For industry disrupting value, our whole MO, you know, is high quality sound for a consumer friendly price. Started out in Shenzhen, China, about 6 years ago. We've been in the U.S. for three. We've got teams in the EU, India, and it's our third CES. So we're moving up.
Every year, companies, you know, try to make better products than the year before. How many different kinds of headphones? How many different kinds of products are there?
We have a really wide range, everything from wired to, you know, Bluetooth to true wireless, which is what we are really focusing on. I mean, that's where everything's going. But we have products from $19 all the way up to, with our Pentadriver, that's going to be $300. And as I said, that's a Penta driver. It has five drivers. The sound on that, they're killer. So, you know, we got everything for everybody.
I want to talk about the wireless, the Bluetooth for a minute, because a lot of us old people, you know, we're like, we don't need that. But it's kind of like a beeper. You don't want a beeper until you get it, and then you can't live without it. Mm-hmm. That's the same with the wireless Bluetooth, because it's awesome. But if you've never tried it, you don't know how awesome it is.
Exactly. And I mean, I can speak from truth. I'm not just saying this because I work for them. I was not a believer when Apple came out with those AirPods, you know, the true wireless. And then I got a sample of ours. I haven't taken them off since I got them. They're awesome. It's just so easy. And, you know, every phone company is going away from the audio jack these days. So, I mean, if you're going to have one of the newer phones, you're not going to have an audio jack. So you got to have Bluetooth.
And that's how I first started, you know, to use them, because I forget that the new iPhone, you need that little piece thing.
Yeah,
that's
the little adapter dongle.
Which is awful. Mm-hmm. So I would normally keep it in there, and then it looks stupid. So I took it out, and I'm on the plane. I'm like twiddling my thumbs because I can't listen to anything.
Yep.
Because I don't have headphones.
Yep. And we tried the Lightning adapter. So you could plug your headphones into your charging port. But it was hard to keep up. And also, Android users they felt left out. So we transitioned over to Bluetooth, and we're really focusing on true wireless. We have a sport version, which is great that you guys work with for UFC. We have an everyday, stylish pair, and then we have an active noise canceling one as well for the traveler, for the businessman. If you're out in the city, you'll get a call. It's going to sound crystal clear, and it's going to block out all the ambient noise.
You know, another thing that we can touch on is, you know, every person is different. So you have in-ear, over-ear, behind-ear, under-back, around-back.
Yeah, close-back, open-back. There's so many variations.
You know, so again, I strongly suggest that people try them. You know, try this one, try that one to see what, because again, we all listen to music all the time. Mm-hmm. We answer our phones all the time now through these wireless devices. So you want to have a product that you're comfortable with and that you like using.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, that's one thing that I point out a lot to people that come by our booth. Every ear is different. And it's just figuring out what's comfortable for you. I know a lot of people that they're never going to stop using wired products. And, you know, they think that the sound is unmatched with the wired. But, I mean, it's true. It's hard to beat the sound when it's connected, for sure. But all of our Bluetooth products, we've really haven't lost sound compared to the wired version. So, we got everybody, we got something for everybody, as I said earlier. I mean, in terms of audio, we feature a lot of audiophile but we have the best headphones for the value. You could go spend $150 on Bose headphones, and they're going to sound great. But ours are going to sound better, and you could get, you're not going to get those drivers that we feature with Bose.
You know, and that's more important, you know, at least to me, is name and all that stuff is good, and it's marketing stuff, and I get all that, but the quality of the product is much more important.
Yeah.
You know, especially when a new young company is starting, you want the better quality, mm-hmm. and then the name will eventually get out there.
Exactly. And, you know, that's where we've been. Like I said, this is our third CES. We've been recognized for 6 awards. We're the most award-winning headphone company at CES, which is huge. So every year, you know, we're growing and growing on the totem pole.
What do you like? Are you an in? Are you an over? Are you a behind?
So, I have a wide range just because I work with them at work. I'm an in-ear guy. When I go to the gym, I'm an in-ear guy. I don't do too much of the over-ear, just comfort-wise. And I've really been tuned on to the true wireless now. Like you said, you don't know what you have until you try it.
Right.
So,
and you don't know what you're missing until you try it, and then it's gone. How can our national listeners get information? You know, is there a website that they can kind of start, you know, because we're going to start doing a lot with you guys, and we're going to talk about different products and stuff like that. But for the audience, they kind of wants to jumpstart.
So onemore.com is our website. OneMore USA on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have links to all of our products. Amazon is huge. You know, everyone loves their Amazon Prime account. So
free shipping.
Exactly. BestBuy.com as well. Sam's Club. We're in a few mom and pop shops, around the US, and then some stores in Canada as well. We're also on Amazon Canada, worldwide listeners, Amazon UK, Amazon India. Shoot us an email, support@onemoreusa.com. We're really friendly with discounts. So if you guys are interested, we'll shoot you guys a discount code and hook you guys up for a little cheaper price on product.
I'm sure it's like when you have children, you're probably way too young to have children. But when you do, nobody has a favorite child. But what's your favorite product?
It's the True Wireless headphone right now. And we're getting a new battery, our new chipset. It's going to extend the battery life to 5 hours for the True Wireless. That's unmatchable right now, especially at $99 for a True Wireless headphone. Those are my favorite 100%.
Do you do a lot of shows like this, or is the CES the big and only?
CES is the big one, obviously. But we've been doing a lot of audio conferences for a while. We just went to Colorado for RMAF. That's Rocky Mountain Audio Show, Audio Festival. We're going to go to NAMM, the National Music Show, up in Anaheim here soon. And we're looking to go to new shows, like accessories, fashion lines, just to expand. You know, we have a lot of stylish products, so we're hoping to get those out there to consumers.
Good stuff. Thanks for stopping by. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of cool stuff with you. We're going to have some product of yours at the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, so
fantastic.
That'll be cool,
yes,
with some photos.
Looking forward to that.
And a lot of good stuff to come. All right, let's hit the top of the hour break. When we come back, more good stuff, and I may have a surprise or two as well. Coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.